Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Rust.
Well, if it isn't the Star-Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Take your pixie out of your pocket, Neverlanders. Sprinkle some of that pixie dust around with your happiest thoughts in mind, and let's take another flight to Neverland with me, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy. And I'm flying solo today because Eric is having a great time seeing all the new things that are going on in Disneyland right now, which we'll talk about that a little bit later. We have a lot of different things to talk about on our trip to Neverland today, so I am not going to waste any time. I'm just going to get right to it.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
Alrighty, as I said, there are a lot of things that just reopened that were closed for Tomorrowland, added in for the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which apparently is going to be connecting near Tomorrowland, if everything that I'm understanding is correct. But here on the 29th, Eric has been there all day checking it out, but the Disneyland Railroad and the Rivers of America attractions have reopened, and they even had some special guests, namely John Lasseter, and he made a trip around on the Marie E, which is one of the trains there. That was actually previously owned by Lasseter's mentor, who was the animator and Disney legend Ollie Johnston, one of the original nine old men that worked directly with Walt Disney himself. Of course, coming with him was Chloe, who was formerly owned by another of Disney's nine old men, animator and Disney legend Ward Kimball. And he is, of course, Ward Kimball was also very passionate about railroads, kind of inspired by Walt's own love of trains, and they worked together on some trains. So they had some special runs going on, and Eric told me yesterday that it was very, very, very crowded yesterday with trying to get around. But now you can go through and ride the Mark Twain Riverboat and the sailing ship Columbia, and even the Davy Crockett Explorer canoes are all open again. Something else, though, I want to jump into in some movie news. Doctor Doom, Marvel character that has pretty much been run by Fox because they own the rights currently for not only the mutants of the X-Men and all things connected, but also the Fantastic Four. Well, they're trying to make another attempt at it by making a Doctor Doom film, and it's being developed actually by Noah Hawley, who has actually worked on the Legion series on FX, which I can't give a whole Neverland, I can't tell you a whole lot about it. It's a very adult type of show, but it was really good. It was very intriguing and really kind of spooky. Definitely a good showrunner in there, and he's working on Doctor Doom. I would only hope that this somehow or another fits more with who Doctor Doom should be, and they don't try to shy away from some of the elements of the character, because, you know, they really, I mean, they, you know, first couple Fantastic Four movies, they weren't bad. for Dr. Doom, but I didn't even see that third attempt where they, I guess, made him a computer hacker or something, and just... It seems like they were holding back of what Dr. Doom could be. So, you know, I don't know what to think about this. This could be just a new way to begin another Fantastic Four franchise. Really, I'd like for them to work with Kevin Feige and get it part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and get it all going properly. That would be awesome, because the Fantastic Four are definitely some of the bigger Marvel characters. And they really deserve a good treatment and to be part of the full universe. Now, this is some interesting stuff. This here, the app that you would have, let's see, I can't remember what the name of the app is, the My Disney Experience, that is the app that you can get when you're going to visit a Disney park, but we're going to talk mainly about Walt Disney World, because, and I bet this works also in Disneyland. I think I've mainly been seeing this for Walt Disney World right now, because mainly you do have a resort there with a lot of different hotels that's all on Disney property. And they've been really working this up. They launched My Disney Experience back in 2013. It's got the Fast Pass Plus service, the Magic Band 2, mobile order. And they're always, of course, looking for things to make more convenient and memorable for you. But they've got an online check-in service. So if you're staying in a Disney resort hotel, you're going to use this online check service, which you can do right on the My Disney Experience mobile app, which, of course, is available on both Apple and Google. This will help to expedite your arrival. It's going to move things along. You can actually start to check in actually 6 days before you arrive there. And you might even be able to bypass checking in at a front desk. You could just walk right in and start your vacation as soon as you get into the area. Now, I'm not sure how fully convenient this is. I mean, it's nice to be able that you can check yourself in to say, yes, we're here. And they have some images here where there's a video that there's no sound to, so I'm not really going to be able to play you audio to really help you. But it says, like, hey, well, welcome, your room is ready. And they'll give you your room number. If you have your magic band, you're all set. You can go directly to your room. You don't have to go get a room key. Your magic band will, bink, and get you right into your room. So, I mean, that is very, very cool. What I would like to see happen with this, because apparently you could be all checked in before you even get on the buses, and if you've been to the resort down at Walt Disney World in Orlando, you know about the buses that can take you from the airport to your resort where you're staying at, and you can drop your stuff off. What I would like to see happen, if they want you to be able to get straight into your vacation as soon as you get there, is being able to check in, have your luggage taken and put into your room, just because you've checked it in somehow or another on the app, you've done all the stuff, say, well, here's my luggage. And so they can be taken to the resort ahead of time, put in your room, while you and your family go straight to one of the parks. Which, this may be something that's already set and ready to go, but that's the type of thing I would love to see on this app. So I don't know if it's set that way. I'm not saying that it's saying that, oh yeah, your bags will be taken straight to your room, but you'll already be checked in, so you don't have to go to the front desk. You can just go straight to your room, which is very cool. But, like I said, I'd like to go straight from the airport to a park. And say, well, my stuff is checked in. I'm going to go straight to the Magic Kingdom. So I'm sure if that's not set up now, it's coming, because they do like to make things convenient. But if you're looking for a good time to go to a Disney park, September 15th is actually going to be the beginning of Mickey's Halloween Party in Disneyland. And I'm pretty sure that the not-so-spooky, whatever they call it in Walt Disney World, Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, I'm pretty sure that's going to be happening at the same time. But mainly information that I found here talks about over in California with Disney's California Adventure. You're going to have Oogie Boogie there at the main entrance. Lots of bats in the night sky. There's going to be a Headless Horseman statue that's going to be a menacing presence on Buena Vista Street. Black bats around Carthay Circle Bell Tower. Radiator Springs is even going to be Radiator Screams with a happy hollow theme to all of the Cars Land. And even the cars are going to be making poses and stuff, but they're going to be wearing Halloween costumes. Now, a Halloween costume for a car, I'd like to have them, dressed as other different types of cars. That would be kind of funny, one of them is dressed... what if Mater was dressed as a monster truck? That would be pretty funny, because, get it? A monster truck? Come on, but I'm sure there'll be some fun costumes. I have no idea what they're going to look like. Somebody send me some pictures if you go. There's going to be a Spellbinding Spin on Luigi's Rockin' Roasters. Well, that's not really so much of a spin. It's a dance. But the Junkyard Jamboree will also going to have some holiday-themed music and some decor. In the Disneyland Park, of course, Haunted Mansion Holiday, is coming. There's going to be a Fright Flight in the Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy, of course. There's going to be some hand-carved pumpkins on display on Main Street. You can get a traditional Dia de los Muertos skeleton display, face painting, and Mexican treats over in Frontierland. Also, you can get an in-room celebration at the Disneyland Resort Hotel with a lot of startling surprises, gory goodies, and tubetastic treats. That's in quotes. And also, attending the park, you can enjoy the Happy Haunts Tour, which is a chills and thrills adventure through Disneyland Park that does have separate admission charges. So, yeah, I know, it's I'm just now getting out of July as I'm recording this, and we're talking about Halloween already, but, you know, I think I've even seen some stores that were starting to sell some things, and we were at a farmer's market yesterday that were selling some pumpkins. So, yeah, it's coming along already pretty fast. So, yeah, you just gotta roll with it. Another piece of Disney news, and this is on a more of a sad note. Legendary Disney Imagineer Marty Sklar has passed away at age 83, and there's a really nice write-up, actually, on the Disney Parks blog here for this, and they had a lot of really good quotes. One of them, this is in quotes, says, "Everything about Marty was legendary. His achievements, his spirit, his career," said Bob Iger, chairman and CEO of the Walt Disney Company. He says, "He embodied the very best of Disney, from his bold originality to his joyful optimism and relentless drive for excellence. He was also a powerful connection to Walt himself, and no one was more passionate about Disney than Marty, and we'll miss his enthusiasm, his grace, and his indomitable spirit." That was definitely well said. That was all from Bob Iger. He was born in New Brunswick, New Jersey on February 6, 1934, was a student at UCLA, and was actually editor of the Daily Bruin newspaper when he was being recruited to help create the Disneyland News for the park back in 1955. He graduated in 1956, joined the Disney company in full-time, and went on to basically be Walt's right-hand man. He scripted some speeches, marketing materials, and film showcasing Walt Disney's vision for Walt Disney World and Epcot. So he was involved in a lot of things, and I've heard a lot of people say that Epcot was really Marty Sklar's baby. He really was in on the development, and I mean, he's really become a legend. Those of us who are fans of Disney, we are already familiar with that name, you know. Several books, though. This is really cool. He's written Disney, Dream It, Do It, My Half Century Creating Disney's Magic Kingdoms, and that was released in 2013, and also One Little Spark, Mickey's Ten Commandments, and The Road to Imagineering in 2015. He's been survived now by his wife of 60 years. That's a good long marriage. His wife, Leia, his son, Howard, and his son's wife, Katrina Kosky Sklar. He's got grandchildren, Gabrielle and Hannah, and a daughter, Leslie, and grandchildren, Rachel and Jacob. Marty and Leia were two of the founders of the Ryman Programs for Young Artists, which is a project of Ryman Arts. It's a nonprofit foundation whose purpose is to teach and mentor traditional drawing and painting skills to talented young artists in Southern California. The family would like you to donate to the Ryman Arts at www.rymanarts.org. Ryman Arts is RYMANARTS.org. I will try to remember to put a link for you in the show notes so you can donate on behalf of Marty Sklar to this most wonderful charitable cause.
Let's take a ride at a Disney park. Let's take a ride right now. Oh, oh.
Costume, Dad. Don't forget his name's the best shot.
want you back is probably the softest, maybe.
Raise your hands to secure your clearance. And presto, the doors open for you. I now present to you Tanya Tavon's private office.
Bite. Come on, interns. Once again, folks, I do recommend everybody stand on my half of the room.
Sorry, Dad. Good to see you.
One step closer to your exciting encounter with the Guardians of the Galaxy. You are now standing in my private office.
I know. Right. Carefully scrutinize each and every piece that comes to me from different parts of the galaxy. And bless you, this guy. Hearing you said flattering of that constant loop was a big motivation for me to escape. Ow! Ow!
Oh,
that was not part of the plan! Of course I escaped! For those of you who have not been paying attention, the name's Rocket, one of the Guardians of the Galaxy. The smart one. Listen up. He's gonna put you on a gantry lift for your tour. I'm gonna sneak on top of your lift and take us all the way to the big old generator control room. I'm gonna blast that thing and destroy all the control systems, which will open up every cage in this freak show and free my friends. Our buddy Mantis is in the getaway ship waiting for my signal, and then we'll be on our merry way. But this plan won't work unless you help. I don't have clearance. My hands don't scan. Yours do. If you raise your hands, I get the clearance, and the chaos begins. It's a foolproof plan.
Huh. I'm gonna take this.
Now move it.
You just found and took the Walkman. Yeah. Star Wars Walkman.
Oven.
Michelle, like, Googled it or something. She, like, found, like, trivia facts on it. And
wait, there's four elevators, or just one, right? Just one elevator, right? Two elevators?
Thank you. friends. This is the moment you have been waiting for.
Rocket unplugs you!
Okay, Neverlanders, we're going to turn the corner a little bit. This will be slightly depressing, but you know how we like to have fun with everything we do. So we're going to find the fun in this and share some memories and some enjoyment and celebrate the memory of June Foray. And in order to do that, we have to find people who are more of an expert than I am in voice acting. And so from the wonderful podcast, Who Did That Voice? And this is, I think, your third appearance. But everybody, welcome Trenton Larkin. Trenton.
Hey, guys.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, okay. I was like, are you going to insert applause here?
Oh, all right. Now I have to find an applause sound effect. I was starting to wonder, you know, Eric, sometimes he won't speak until he hears his theme music. And I was starting to wonder, it's like, does Trenton think he gets theme music too?
So I bet, man.
Oh, yes. To explain that joke, we have to, you know, what we were just discussing. If you ever listen to Who Did That Voice, he likes to start his number, you know, whatever, tell you what number the show is with his Batman voice.
So. Episode 70.
Well, this is actually episode 191 of the Neverland podcast.
Epic.
Yes. Well, anyways, we can have way too much fun. We keep going on that. But this has been sort of a sad week. Yeah. I mean, not only did we just lose Marty Sklar, but right before that, the day before, June Foray passed away. And I mean, even when I was a kid, you know, you'd hear her voice and you'd kind of recognize it, but you don't think about it so much as a kid. The characters are real to you. But, you know, as you get older and you learn her name and you start finding about all the things she has done in her career, it became a lot more impactful seeing everybody like, oh no, June Foray has died. And
yeah.
It shook me up yesterday.
Yeah, it was definitely a huge impact. If you're a fan of Looney Tunes, then you know June Foray, even if you don't know that you know her, because she plays Granny. Everyone knows Granny from the Looney Tunes.
Yep.
I mean, this woman was literally 99 years old. She has voiced it for the entirety of the character until this point. So it's super sad to lose her because she has so many iconic voices. But Granny is probably the one she'll be best known for as the history books write her story.
The answer to our problem, flying birdcage. Now your canary can fly around in his own backyard without leaving the security of his cage at your corner pet shop, $12.95. Oh my, you're going to love it, Tweety.
Yeah, I'll go about that far of the clip. But yeah, since you're talking about Granny, I was like, oh, let me get that clip.
Yeah, Granny is such a character that everyone knows. You know, even if you're standing in line at Six Flags and the cartoons are playing, or growing up in the 80s or 90s like we did, you know, you raised on those Warner Brothers cartoons, because there wasn't millions of different choices. There were just a select few. And yeah, she will be sorely missed. I mean, she's done so many amazing characters from shows that you may not even be as familiar with. And that's what we cover on Who Did That Voice. You know, try to give you an idea of who the person is behind the scenes and all the characters they play. So that's why I think Jeremy brought me in today.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, I definitely have to talk about this, because there's some definite Disney connection as well. We found that she had actually voiced Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, although she did it for, I think it was United Features Syndicate or whatever, but it became Universal when it was the last Oswald short that had been made before they just shelved the character before Disney got it back here recently, which now Oswald, they claimed, oh, look, it's the first speaking voice for Oswald the Lucky Rabbit in Epic Mickey 2. And, well, yeah, it's the first voice that Disney has given Oswald, but what I found out today, June Foray actually gave voice to Oswald in his very last short. I have, unfortunately, no samples of that, though. I would love to hear what she did.
Well, maybe you can find a clip on YouTube, so check it out. But speaking of Disney, some other amazing characters she's done that are super big favorites of mine. Granny Gummy from Disney's Adventures of the Gummy Bears.
Yes.
And my absolute favorites have to be from DuckTales as Magica Dispel and Ma Beagle.
Yes. And Magica Dispel, you could tell, is pretty much the same thing she did when she was being Natasha on The Adventures of Rocky Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing. Which she was also Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Yes, the iconic squirrel.
Yes.
Bullwinkle.
Yes. Oh my goodness. And she I don't think there's been an appearance of that character that it wasn't her, because even when they did those commercials, I heard she came back to do the commercials.
She did a movie in the like early 2000s that was CG when they rebrought it back a little bit, but it wasn't quite the same as the cartoon. But you know, it was like Bullwinkle was like, what are we going to do today, Rocky?
Again. Yeah.
And such a high-pitched voice. Yeah,
yeah, pretty much. She was kind of Mickey Mousing in her own way, you know?
Yeah,
It was sort of that falsetto voice, but it still had – it wasn't pitched so high to where it was ridiculous. It was just believable, like Mickey Mouse. You have to have that certain tone where it's just in the middle, you know? Oh, boy.
That's a pretty good Mickey.
Well, thank you. I've worked on that, you know?
That's awesome. Well, you know, some other cool characters she played from shows that you probably do know and some you might not. She actually got to voice Rocky the Squirrel on Family Guy, which a lot of people now in today's world know Family Guy. But she also played Martha Wilson from the all-new Dennis the Menace show. So, you know, when Dennis was always like, Mr. Wilson. Yeah, she played the wife.
Was that the 80s version?
I think it was late 80s, early 90s. Yeah,
because I remember watching a Dennis the Menace cartoon. And now that I think about it, I can kind of think of her.
It's probably the one you're thinking of, like
yes. Oh my goodness. But now that I think about it, Martha Wilson.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That is really
like,
cool.
She's been so many things. Like, she's even played Tom and Jerry. Come on, guys. What?
Yeah, I guess you did like some other sound effects. Look, Mama Ape from Looney Tunes, Witch Hazel. Oh, I got a clip for Witch Hazel. We gotta hear this. It'll take just a second for it to boot up, apparently. Here we go.
Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cold and bubble. Not bad.
Well, okay, I guess she's just brewing something there.
You know, around the holidays, you know, I really love to watch Christmas movies, and, you know, not everybody does, but I definitely do. I'm into the spirit. I love to watch shows, especially Frosty the Snowman that came out in 1969.
Oh,
no, I wasn't alive back then, but I do love to watch it. She played Karen, the little girl who has this good relationship with Frosty, but she was also boy A, boy B, boy C, the little girl and little boy, and she was the teacher. So it was pretty much June Foray and the guy that played Frosty.
Pretty much.
She was really
good at sounding like a kid, because when you she didn't really have any lines of dialogue as Cindy Lou Who in How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
She even just kind of cooed a little bit, but she was very believable to sound like a little girl.
Which, who doesn't know the Grinch Who Stole Christmas? I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And even finding a look, Miss Prissy from Looney Tunes, you know, the little hen with the glasses and the bonnet.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
And well, of course, Scooby-Doo, she was the fortune teller that we would see a lot of times. The old, cackly, very skin tall, slinky gypsy fortune teller.
Oh, wow. And then, of course, you know, the funny thing about when we just played the clip of Witch Hazel from Looney Tunes, she was also Witch Hazel in that Donald Duck trick-or-treat cartoon with the exact same voice, pretty much the same character.
You know, going back to Christmas time, I love the Chipmunk movies. And if you've ever seen A Chipmunk Christmas, she's actually Mrs. Claus in that one.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I may have seen that
one. Alvin and the
Chipmunks
are freaking amazing.
Yeah, but the cartoon of the old days is definitely better, I think, than anything I've seen here lately.
Yeah, they were just more real. They weren't all this craziness that we have today that sometimes doesn't seem to make much sense, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, they were more real world, so.
Wow, I just spotted something. This is pretty cool. You were probably very young at the time, but when Disney through Touchstone had released that Dick Tracy movie with Warren Beatty, briefly in syndication, they brought back a 1961 Dick Tracy cartoon that actually I think is some of the same animators behind Rocky and Bullwinkle because of the style of it. She was the voice of Mumbles. It says here.
No way, that's funny.
So she's.
Oh, that must have been a really challenging role.
Yeah, because you really don't have any dialogue. You're just. Yeah. Rah, 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 rah.
Well, you know, for those of you who know George of the Jungle, the live action feature, there actually used to be an animated feature or series a long time ago. And she actually played Ursula, the girlfriend of George of the Jungle.
The professional damsel in distress.
Yes, the professional damsel in the jungle in distress. So.
Oh, yes. Oh, great one. And then, one of my other – where did it go? Oh, look at Heathcliff. But actually, I wasn't looking for Heathcliff. I was looking – there he is, Jokey Smurf. And there's a clip of audio for Jokey Smurf. I got to play it.
Look, I can't tell you it's a secret. It's a good thing you can't read my mind. Can I borrow some paint, Peter? Don't worry, Taylor. It's a perfect fit. It wasn't me. It was him. With practice, Snappy. It took me a long time to learn how, but it was worth it.
Well, that's just a joint of all kinds of different clips. Seemed incoherent, awesome. But Jokey Smurf. I just love the Smurfs generally. You know, grew up, I watched the heck out of those when I was little.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was like, it's like you watched, you know, your Warner Brothers cartoons, your Smurfs, your old Scooby-Doo, the originals. Man, there were just so many great classics. And she was a part of all of the classics that anyone who was anyone grew up with, especially in that era. Tom and Jerry as well, you know, Granny. And it was just like so many wonderful characters. She will be sorely missed by the voiceover community for sure, and by everyone else who just absolutely loves those animations, because she was a woman who touched so many people's lives, and she's left an impact and a legacy unlike a lot of people, because I mean her entire career has been practically since the beginning of voiceover existence, practically. So
yeah, and since I mentioned Heathcliff, because I know Tim Nidell on Saturday Morning Rewind has frequently mentioned his love for the old Heathcliff animated, looking at the list of this, so she was Iggy, Heathcliff's owner, a lot of other different characters, but also Sonia, Heathcliff's girlfriend. I love
I think
this.
The theme song was like Heathcliff, he's
no
a
one should. No one
terrorize
should.
Yeah.
Neighborhood.
Yes. Yeah, love that.
Love that cartoon.
The song, and that's the thing, the theme songs were so catchy that you still remember them 20 and 30 years later.
Yeah.
And some of the theme songs from other shows, you're like, that's so forgettable.
I wonder if I have that on a collection somewhere, because my buddy Philip has like these CDs of classic television themes, and I've got a copy of them on my computer. I wonder if it's there.
Nice.
Oh, but another clip I definitely have to play, because on Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends from 1981.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
Aunt May, I love it.
Oh my gosh, I love Spider-Man. Who doesn't love Spider-Man? Especially today in the Marvel world that we have that didn't exist 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Right.
That's awesome.
Peter and Barbie will be back any second. Tell me, Angelica, why are you going to the comic book costume party as that awful spider woman? And don't forget scary, brash, impolite, and all around yucky.
Yes. Eat that, Marissa Tomei.
Classic.
Peter Parker.
Oh my goodness, there's so many great things here. Ma Beagle, Magical Dispel, we mentioned. I'm even seeing here a Chipmunk reunion as, it says, Vinny Was that? Oh, yeah. It looks like she's one of the Chipettes in this picture I have here.
Yeah, she does kind of look like a Chipette, and I can't remember if she was just a grown-up Chipette or if it was a different character. I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't think I ever saw that one.
I don't know if I did either. I don't know. I mean, there's so many things. I'm sure I've missed something here and there. I don't know it all. That's for sure.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, from Denver, the Last Dinosaur to The Simpsons, the Plucky Duck show. She even got to be Granny on.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I mean, so she's been things. Granny on. I think she's been Granny on literally everything that's ever had Granny to this point. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you look at her career and even some of the last things she's done more recently were still Granny years and years and years and years later, which is just epic. Because a lot of times they'll recast people, but I guess if you start playing an old person when you're young, good luck, guys. You can keep it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And that's so amazing because she can do that old and old witch and just old sounding person, and then turn around and play a little kid.
Yeah.
Women's
voices are so versatile. I mean, it's amazing because I'll know women that can sound like any age, you know, and a lot of times, you know, you like watch Ben 10 and stuff and you're listening to people like Tara Strong who voiced Ben 10 at 10 years old because it's prepubescent boy. And, you know, most guys that are actors professionally already have passed that point of no return and they're not going to sound like a little boy. So they use females, which is crazy, but it's mind blowing once you start learning those things.
Yeah, especially the women who can just do that right tone where they sound like a little boy. Like, you know, Katie Lee is really good at switching to be able to sound like a little boy.
She was also on Gummy Bears.
Right.
Sunny Gummy.
I remember her posting on Facebook that there's only two of the actors from Gummy Bears left.
Oh, wow.
It's her and I forgot the other one that's still with us.
I'm trying to think.
And I was just looking at the cast. I'm going to look that up real quick.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Peter Pan. She was Mermaid and a Squaw. June Foray. Pretty sure that's 1953. That's the animated Disney one. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, so much stuff.
I mean, this woman has such an epic, epic legacy. Like, she's someone you have to keep in your minds forever, guys. Because she, you know, if we don't know our past, we don't know our future, and we don't know where we're going. So.
I got to scroll very far up on this page in order to get to. Oh, look, Adventures in Odyssey, Electric Christmas video short.
That's so cool. What? Oh, yeah. She was Mrs. Harcourt.
Yeah, Evelyn Harcourt.
Oh, yeah. She was like this old woman that had a flower garden, and Dylan comes and mows her roses over, and she gets so furious at him. And then she wants him to, like, house sit her parrot, and he lets the parrot out, and then she's like furious. And that I can't believe. Oh my gosh, she's done so much, it's like mind blowing.
I'm going to the Gummy Bears IMDb real quick so I can look for that voice. Who is it? I saw it was Corey Burton, yes, because he was Gruffy Gummy. So yes, that's who's still with us.
Corey Burton was also from Adventures in Odyssey. He played Crying Brian Dern,
yes. Oh, he's done a lot of voices on there.
He's also been Brainiac from the Superman animated series.
Oh, and he was so scary as Brainiac. Oh,
he was so sinister. That was like the first time where I was like, ooh, Brainiac. Like,
yeah. I'd love to get him on the show one of these days. Corey Burton has done so much, but he's so hard to get onto a show. But if I ever get him on, that'd be great.
Well, I think he was even in Gargoyles, I want to say. I think he was one of the Gargoyles. I could be wrong, but I know he's done like everything. Think he might have been. He's done so much.
Yeah. Almost as much as June Foray, just to turn the corner back.
And you have to think, June Foray has been around so long that the generation that is currently the big dogs in voiceover right now, she's had an impact on all of their lives. So, I mean, this woman had such a lasting legacy, and she was so kind and so friendly. I mean, I have a ton of friends in the voiceover community in LA and New York and across the world and all over the United States. But the outcry for her passing was felt a lot stronger than some of the others. Not to say anyone else's passing was less important, but she's just touched so many lives, and everyone knows the woman because she's been in so many things that she's meant so much to everyone that's still active in that industry, and those who've, you know, retired or who are still around but not as active. But, you know, it's just the outcry I've heard from my friends in the industry has been it's been pretty strong. It's been pretty pretty deep compared to some that we've had over the last year. I mean, we've just had a lot of stuff. This year hasn't seemed to be as bad as 2016, but it's definitely taken some pretty bigs from us already this year. So.
And two more roles that I have to mention. Cinderella, she was Lucifer, the cat.
Oh, yes. That's an epic role. Love that.
Yes. And then Grandmother Fa in Mulan, another wonderful character.
An apple for serenity, a cricket for luck, and whatever else. But, those are iconic shows that sometimes you're like, holy cow, that's Granny from, Tweety Bird cartoons, the old grandma in Mulan and Lucifer the cat and Cinderella. It's like, whoa, dude, we're talking 1950s was when the Cinderella movie came out.
Yeah.
And she was born in 1917, guys. This is the year 2017. The woman was around 100 years.
Yeah, she would have been 100 in September.
It's so sad, but the woman literally touched the last part of the last century and the first part of this one. So she's had a huge outreach. It's been crazy.
And such an impact on childhood and even adult life, just all of her work. She has left a legacy.
That will never end.
Right. I don't know if she's been made a Disney legend. But she deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
She did enough stuff with Disney. She definitely needs to be in there. If they haven't put her in already, I'm saying next D23 Expo, I want to hear June Foray as a Disney legend. I'm going to look it up if maybe she already is real quick. I hope she is.
She needs to be a legend with anything she's worked on, including Warner Brothers.
Right.
Who's going to replace Granny? Seriously.
Well, no. Here we go. Disney legend Alice Davis. Okay, never mind. Honored with the June Foray Award. Well, now this is interesting. Apparently, there's a June Foray Award.
Wow.
So this
That's how much she's impacted the community.
This is 2014. It says Disney legend Alice Davis was honored with a June Foray Award for her significant and benevolent contributions to the art and industry of animation at the 41st Annual Annie Awards held Saturday, February 1st at UCLA's Royce Hall.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so they're mentioning Alice Davis is a Disney legend. If you don't know who Alice Davis is, she's amazing. Her and Mark Davis both, her husband, did a lot of really great stuff. But so there's a June Foray Award from the Annies, which is very cool. And I guess it has to do with your contributions, your charity. So that's a very nice thing to have named after you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Jinx. Okay. We both said awesome, but yes, is totally awesome. So definitely going to miss all of her work, but the nice thing is she's done so much. We can always go back and view plenty of it. There's so much to watch and enjoy of what she did that she will live on in our hearts and our memories and in all the work that she did. I'm thinking I'm going to go watch some DuckTales with some Magic and Dispel episodes now.
Absolutely. And it's something that, with her voice, guys, if you share cartoons with your kids, it makes it more realistic when you know the people behind the voices. And that's the reason I created my show. And so hopefully what Jeremy and I have talked about today will kind of help give you guys some more in-depth insight into who June Foray was, and maybe it'll make them a little bit more special the next time you watch them with your kids or just by yourself. Hey, it's okay. I do it too.
Oh, yes. I watch cartoons when I'm just trying to relax and settle myself down after a day and trying to fall asleep. I'll pull out some old He-Man, some DuckTales. Some X-Men.
Just watch Boomerang. I love that channel.
I used to love it. They don't have as much of the – they're not doing a lot of the old stuff as much as they did. Now they're doing stuff like 90s. But I used to prefer it when they were showing some of the real classics. Even stuff when, it's some of the old Dawes Butler stuff like the old Yogi Bears and Huckleberry Hound. Oh, yeah.
It's not quite the same as it used to be, but if you really want to find what you're looking for, just go to YouTube.
Right. You can find
Netflix
so much.
Or whoever has them now, because so many places are streaming things nowadays. It's crazy. Yeah. So.
But we're lost because was it even just this year that we lost Alan Young?
Alan Young, yeah. Who was Scrooge McDuck.
And so much more. And not just a voice.
Adventures in Odyssey.
Right. So.
Jack Allen, for those of you who remember that time in the Adventures in Odyssey careers.
Yeah, this has been a rough year for losing these great voices and this great talent. It's already for me. And wow. And I'm still remembering that because I was talking to somebody else on Facebook about it's like this is, it seems really close after even when Janet Waldo just passed, I think last year.
Yeah.
Voice of Judy Jetson and also on Adventures in Odyssey.
Who played Jack Allen's wife.
Right. So we're losing so many of these great characters.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm getting depressed. Looking at the screen at all the images of all these characters, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that watching that one. Oh my gosh. Of course, it says Weird Science. When I saw this thing of Tammy the doll, I almost thought for a second it was Little Talking Tina from the Twilight Zone. I was about to say, if that was her too, because, oh, that one, did you ever see that episode?
I don't know if I did or not, no.
Scary. Go. I think it's on Netflix, The Twilight Zone. If you get a chance, I can't remember the name of the episode, but it is this little doll that is, the father is a bit of a drunk and they're kind of short on money, and he's very unhappy about the doll being brought into the home and being bought for their daughter, because he's just like, oh, we just can't afford it. And Little Talking Tina says such sweet things to the daughter, but then when no one else is around but the father, she'll say, hi, I'm Little Talking Tina, and I hate you. So, oh, and it's scary, like this evil doll that's out to get the father. Because the
and
father
yells. And it's a
voiceover, guys. And it's a voiceover. Voiceover, you know, just means so much to us for not just cartoons that we grew up watching, but on commercials, on movies, because, you know, they sometimes have people who dub over voices for some characters, like Wedge Antilles in Star Wars. You are not hearing the voice of that actor. I mean, yeah, and I've actually interviewed him. He's been
guys,
on a previous
episode.
I'm the voiceover
guy, and I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I got to talk to the voice of Wedge Antilles. I think it was a Kansas City Comic Con. It was probably last year or year before. If you go back into my back catalog, I can't think of what number it is. But
nice.
Voiceover has meant a lot to you, whether you ever think about it or not. So definitely go check out who did that voice. You'll get to find people that you never thought of that did so many things that are probably special to you. And you never stop to think about the person who did that, who does that voice, also maybe has done a bunch of other things that has meant a lot to you. So definitely check out who did that voice. And go watch some June Foray cartoons this week.
Absolutely.
And celebrate her career. And oh my goodness, so much stuff. I keep scanning down. I want to verify this one because there's a picture in 1960s of Betty Rubble. I'm not 100% sure about that.
I don't
that.
Think that's accurate, but it could be. I'm not going to say 100%, but I don't think so, but I could be wrong. So I wanted to say one thing to the listeners out there. You guys, when he was talking about people you don't always know who do voiceover, this is the greatest example, and people always like do the jaw drop when I tell them Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World is Kit the talking car from Knight Rider. Just saying. So we talk about all kinds of crazy stuff like that. So, and if you want to hear an interview with Siri from your iPhone, I do that too. So I do everything. It's not just cartoons. So come check us out. Who did that voice.co?
Yep, definitely check it out. Subscribe if you're on iTunes, Stitcher, and at the end of your episodes, I always think this is funny. At the end of an episode, say, hey, you might be wondering how you can listen to the show, and I always talk back, I just did.
But you know, if they're listening from a link they've clicked on,
right,
on something that just takes them to the Libsyn thing, then they may not have an actual port that
right.
they're listening. So, you know, I do that just to make sure that people absolutely know how they can find other ways to listen to the show, because, you know, one way they're listening today may not be the way that they typically listen, and you know, that kind of stuff. So
when I have my show is up on YouTube, so somebody could actually listen on YouTube, and it's nice for me to be able to say, hey, we're on Stitcher and iTunes and blah 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 blah. So hey, you could actually subscribe, and instead of sitting on YouTube, you could actually use on your phone, and anywhere you're going, you're at work, you can listen to the show. So
absolutely.
Alrighty, well, thanks for coming on and helping us out with the June Foray thing, Trenton.
Thanks so much, Jeremy, for having me again for this third magical time.
Pixie dust ping.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello, everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.